Australia has always been a backpacker's delight, a vast island that's relatively inexpensive and safe that offers them the chance to work for up to 2 years. While the country hasn't avoided the global credit meltdown, Australia is increasingly becoming a haven for young foreign travellers looking to strengthen their resumes and escape economic problems back home. Applications from British and German travellers for working holiday visas are up by 20%. A 21-year-old backpacker from England, who identified herself only as Rachel, says she's looking for work in Sydney, but is concerned about those she's left behind.
Speaking to people and friends back home, there's always a constant worry that they're going to be made redundant. I'm also trying to decide at the moment whether to stay here for a year rather than 3 months that I initially planned to, because I just don't see that there's that many prospects back at home.
Australia's economy is declining, and with unemployment rising, finding a job is likely to be increasingly difficult for international backpackers. Patricia Forsyth from the Sydney Chamber of Commerce says young travellers will have to be patient.
I can't pretend that it will be easy for people to be able to get jobs, but I think you'd need to come in prepared to hunt for work. It's not going to be on a plate and handed to you as it might have been 12 months or more ago.
Australia's working holiday scheme is open to travellers between the ages of 18 and 30 from a range of countries, including Canada, Britain, Sweden and South Korea. Work permits are valid for 12 months, but can be extended up to 2 years if participants agree to work on a farm, an attempt to help Australia's agricultural sector, which often has trouble finding enough labourers. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.